Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Get in the know. Nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
We got a team in here. And this is a game chat. Now,
there it is.
I love that.
There it is. Four Question Friday here. I'm going to do it like the Four Horsemen for all you wrestling fans out there. Ric Flair.
Do you know the other three members of the Four Horsemen?
Well, there's been many iterations
of
the
Four Horsemen. That's true, but the original four.
No, not unless we're talking about the football. No, I don't. No idea.
You know Arn Anderson?
You know Arn Anderson, right?
Arn Anderson.
Double A? No?
No.
No. No. No, I wouldn't lie.
Okay. I feel like if Judd had a favorite wrestler, I almost feel like it would be Arn Anderson.
He's
like a workman's-like guy.
I still have my guy, though. My guy, George the Animal Steel.
Really? The guy who would eat turnbuckles?
And he had hair?
Creep on Miss Elizabeth?
And he had hair
everywhere but his head.
Yes, George.
That's
my
why
guy?
You identify
George Steele.
I did go to a WWE thing on a Sunday night in like '85 at the Met. I did go to that.
And yeah, George Steele would have been at his peak.
Yeah,
around that
Because I think he was there, and I remember it because Brunansky and Herbeck were coming back from like Cleveland, and they went to their seats in like I don't know halfway through. They got back, raced to the Met, and like were. Walked in because Herbeck, I think it was Herbeck, Brunansky, and Gaetti loved wrestling.
Wow.
Like they were huge. They were huge fans. But I think that's the last event. I think that's the last wrestling thing I've been to.
Got to get you to watch a little AEW Rampage here on this Friday night as they look to take down the overlap 30 minutes of SmackDown. But that's for a different. That's for when Declan and I launch our wrestling podcast here at some point.
Which you had at one time.
Let us know. Yeah, well, we did special WrestleMania reviews on Mackey and Judd.
22.
So this is Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company. Phil Mackey, Judd Zulgad, executive producer Declan Goff. It's the most entertainment you're going to find in the Vikings content sphere on a daily basis. And we just want one thing. We want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. It's quite simple. And if you're watching us on a TCL TV, thank you. They support us, so you support them, you support us. And they've got a new lineup of award-winning TVs delivering the most entertainment with stunning resolution at an affordable cost. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Question number one, and this is inspired from loyal listener Jay, and he brought this up on the Mackey and Judd edition of Write That Down this week. Would you consider trading Dalvin Cook at some point in the next 6 to 12 months? His cap number goes up from $5 million to $12 million starting next year, and then it keeps going up after that. I believe his 2022 salary becomes fully guaranteed on the third day of the 2022 league year.
Yep.
Some of these cap sites say the Vikings would still be on the hook for like $9 million or $10 million in cap. Dead cap next year because they did pay him a signing bonus that I think you're on the hook for that signing bonus for sure, which is like $9 million if you were to cut him or trade him. But you could still save some money, I guess, with Alex Mattison playing well. Dalvin's banged up. I mean, could you sell high if you feel like he's just not going to ever be healthy? What are your thoughts? Jay brought up the question. I figure let's have a discussion. A lot of people have seen how well Madison plays, and what do you guys think?
He's not – so Madison's not Dalvin, but I would absolutely entertain this. Now, the cap hit does hurt, and that might preclude it, but I love the idea, and here's why. If you're going to change coaches, as valuable as Cook is and as good as Cook is, if you're going to get an offensive guy, I don't think he's going to come in and be like, I hope we have a running back eating a hole in our salary cap. Like, that's not how football works now.
Sure.
You can find guys who might not be Dalvin Cook, but who can be very good. And more importantly, who don't get paid as much to the cap. So I think the fact that he would be, that you would take such a cap hit might preclude this entirely. But if things continue to trend the way that they are for this franchise, which to me means that there's probably going to almost certainly be a coaching change after 2021, I'm 1,000% in on the thought of going in a different direction for the greater good of where this is going. Because Dalvin Cook, flat out, for how much he doesn't play enough. Great talent, but because he doesn't play enough, he, to me, is an issue with what you would want to do on your spending and offensively, how you construct your team.
And the games played are one thing. Like, he doesn't miss a ton of games, but he's banged up a lot, right? Like,
he does miss a lot. Like, in the big picture, it's starting to, you know, it's two here, four there. That's a lot.
And, like, he played in a game with a bad ankle. Was it last week or a couple weeks ago, whenever it was?
2 weeks ago, Cleveland.
And this week he's questionable, but he's probably going to give it a shot. So he'll play, but you know. So Dex, what about you? What consideration would you give to trading Dalvin Cook here in the near future?
So if they get an offensive coach here, I actually disagree with Judd. I think he'd be salivating having Dalvin Cook in the backfield, because Dalvin Cook is a special player and is a much better player than Alexander Mattison. Now, if we want to have the conversation of should you be paying a running back top dollar for a guy that only plays 13, 14 games a year, completely different conversation. Because to Zimmer's point about going into tendencies, like, Alexander Mattison touched the ball 33 times against Seattle. He touched it 33 times against Detroit. He's going to have his running back touch the ball 33 times or so. But if you put an offensive guru in to maybe not necessarily have him have this fixed number of 30 touches a game, but to maximize his skill set, if you have an offensive coach that wants and sees Dalvin Cook, he's going to want to use him in his offense. So trading him, I think, is tricky with his salary. But if you get the right offensive-minded coach in here, I think he's going to be extremely happy to have a running back like Dalvin Cook and would be reluctant to move him just because he makes a lot of money.
So I'm going to split the difference between you guys a little bit here and say that I think anybody would love to have Dalvin Cook as a weapon because like Declan said, he's incredible. But I think if you were to ask an offensive-minded coach like a Sean McVay or somebody, hey, in order of priorities, what positions do you need? They'd say, well, I need a quarterback that can just command everything. And ideally someone with some escapability, somebody that plays well against pressure, like just a great leader. So that's the first thing. Then I need five really good offensive linemen, or at least above average offensive linemen, and a couple great weapons on the edge, maybe even three. And then running back. Like, I think running back would be, like, of the 11 guys on offense, I really think, not that it's irrelevant, but I think you would probably look to have other things in place. And I guess my general stance on this is the Vikings have built their offenses mostly around running backs for, like, 15 years. Even going back to 2006 when they signed Chester Taylor as a free agent. Or was it a trade? I think it was a free agent signing.
Free agent.
And they made him a 1,000-yard back, and then they drafted Adrian Peterson. It's like, so, again, there's been a couple pockets where, like, Teddy Bridgewater got to do his thing with Matt Asiata as the running back. So it's not every year for 15 years. But for the better part of 15 years, the Vikings have catered to Chester Taylor, Adrian Peterson, and Dalvin Cook. And where has it gotten them? You know, like, they've oftentimes been paying these guys big money, right? Like, Dalvin's about to get into that $12 million cap hit.
Absolutely.
And Adrian was making, like, $14 million to the cap 10 years ago.
Yep.
You know, he made twice as much money as the second-highest paid running back, and it was fun. Like, he's going to go in the Ring of Honor. He's a Hall of Famer. Dalvin Cook, maybe the same thing, Ring of Honor guy. But, like, it's kind of it all feeds into this gravitational pull toward nine wins when you are that running back-centric, right?
Yeah, and you also, like, the one thing that we can't ignore is the time missed. Peterson had, if you look, for the most part, during his period here of greatness, too, which was extended, Peterson was pretty damn durable. Like he tore his bleeping ACL and came back the next year.
Yeah.
I'm with Dex on Dex's point if Dalvin can play a lot, but he's never going to. Like we've just gotten to the point, and with a running back, this is not going to magically improve. Like, at that position, if you get hurt, you get hurt. So it's not going to – I don't think we're going to get to 2022 and be like, 17 games played. Look at that, you doubters.
Yeah.
I think that we have to accept that he's a marvelously talented, has multiple skills running back, but availability is the absolute key here. And how am I paying a guy that much when he is not available enough? And Phil, to go back to what you said, because you're right, like that Cleveland game, he might as well sat out.
Yeah.
So he played, but
he probably hurt the offense. Yeah.
It's
and it's not like, and I love Dalvin Cook, and I loved watching Adrian Peterson, but it's not about having the shiniest toys. It's about building the best team and putting the best strategy behind whatever the whatever works in modern day football. And it was maybe different 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think you should ever spend top dollar on a running back, as great as some of them might be, until you've got other things shored up. Like, does it. Until your offensive line is perfectly honed for a pocket passing quarterback, probably shouldn't spend $12 million a year on a running back, right? Like, you're going to need a new center after this year, and you got to find that money somewhere. And just a couple more things to consider here. And just to answer the question, I would explore it. If somebody could get me a first or a second round pick, I don't think teams are trading first round picks for running backs anymore. But like, if somebody wanted to give me a second round pick, I would say thank you so much for being one of the most fun players to watch in Vikings history. But got to do the prudent thing here and move on. Last year, here are the teams that spent the most money on running backs. The Texans, the Cowboys, the Giants, the Cardinals, the Panthers, the Broncos. All of them missed the playoffs. This year, the Titans, the Giants, the Broncos, the Bengals are spending the most money on running backs.
Yep.
The Titans might make the playoffs. They're not a Super Bowl team. The other three teams, I mean, the Bengals might make, like, these are not Super Bowl contending teams, though.
Yep.
Right?
And Barkley's hurt a ton.
Yep.
Saquon's hurt a ton. Same thing.
The Vikings, meanwhile, if you look at the last, like, 10 years, they've actually been really good at just finding running backs in, like, the second, third, fourth rounds. You know, they say, well, what if you move off Dalvin? Well, yeah, but you found Dalvin in the second round. You found Jerick McKinnon was rock solid until injuries. You know, you found Alex Mattison in, what, the second, third round, whatever round he was drafted. So I don't know. I love Dalvin. He's so much fun to watch. But like, how much is he driving winning at a top level, and his price is about to go up?
So. And I don't want people to think that we're bashing him, because there's going to be a group that says you guys typical Purple Daily BS.
Well, this is about winning. This is about winning.
Right. But I mean, we all agree he's a great player. And if he stayed healthy, I probably would say I wouldn't trade him.
Yeah.
If he doesn't stay healthy, he's never going to.
Okay, that was a deep dive there. Okay, next question.
Jay.
You like that? You like that?
Sorry, good blow job. Your eardrums out there. All right, question number two here on this four-question Friday. Give me your current NFL quarterback rankings leading up to Kirk. And if you want to give me some afterwards. Like, I want to know, based on what you've seen so far this year, so don't worry about contracts or anything. Just like the quarterbacks as they sit right now in the NFL, where would you rank Kirk? And I'll give you some context here. QBR, he's 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Pro Football Focus has him 4th. Mm-hmm. So there's some major dissension. And Football Outsiders splits the difference and has him 10th with their analytical ranking. So we'll start with Judd here. Give me your current NFL quarterback rankings.
Okay, I am, for the sake of this exercise, because he's hurt and out for a while, I am taking Russell Wilson out.
Me too.
Wow, really?
So I'm just putting him on the shelf.
He's out for a month.
I'm looking right at
it. It's also
he's not healthy.
He's experienced football death for now. He's not a human being to me. He's a quarterback.
What?
Okay.
What is it?
Football death.
Why would you not include him? He'll play in a month.
Because I'm doing current. You do you.
Yeah, you do you, man. This is Judd and I.
I do me.
Judd, I'm with you.
Do me.
Football death.
For once.
All right. My current rankings, and I did these quickly, so they might not be exactly what I think in terms of how they fall, but it's very close. Mahomes, Kyler Murray, who I've loved, and I think
second.
Yeah. Herbert third. He might be second. Brady.
Whoa. Sorry. I love this.
Tom Brady's
great. Herbert. You said Herbert's third.
Herbert. Have you seen him?
I know.
Oh my God, dude.
I thought I was high on him, and then you put him third.
Flipped. No, switch flipped. Switch flipped. This is why you take the quarterback. This is why you take the quarterback. Josh Allen fifth. Aaron Rodgers. Lamar Jackson. This might be a little high, but I still like him, and I can't stop this. I don't know why. Dak Prescott. I like Dak Prescott.
He's a good quarterback.
Currently, okay, again, the word was currently, right? Derek Carr is in my list. Joe Burrow, Ryan Tannehill, late addition, and he probably should be higher, but I just had forgotten him, so I had to pencil him in. Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm through 12 now, and then my 13th is Kirk, which is incredibly consistent, although the names above him change. Okay. It's incredibly consistent about what I think of Kirk. And by the way, 13 in a 32-team league is not terrible, but I usually see him about 12th or 13th.
That's what's tough when his cap hits second. And the, sure. So speed through it again. So you've got Justin Mahomes, Herbert, 1, 2, and 3.
Murray, Herbert, listen, man crush in full effect.
He's
okay?
great. He's a great quarterback.
Man crush in full effect. After what he did to Cleveland, it was so impressive. Brady, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Derek Carr, Joe Burrow, and then it probably should be, at the very least, Stafford, Tannehill, Kirk.
Okay. Tannehill's interesting. Ah, man, he's kind of having a weird season.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm putting him in the Kirk zip code.
Yep.
Like, he's right
there's
by
like
Kirk.
It's like Kirkville. Yeah. There's like six or seven guys.
It's not Edina. But it's not terrible.
It's Richfield.
It's a nice suburb.
It's Richfield.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, okay.
St. Louis Park, how about that? You want to call it St. Louis Park?
St. Louis Park.
It's West End. It's West End.
That's perfect, Dex. That's perfect.
It's West End.
It's SLP. It's Kirk, nice.
Kirk's the local, all right?
Yeah. Yep. Yes, great bar.
Good, some good solid food. Yeah. You know, like obviously there's
Kirk's Bunnies.
Yeah, there's Murray's downtown.
Kirk's Bunnies, you guys. He's Bunnies.
All right, Declan, what are your quarterback rankings?
Yep, I have Mahomes 1. Brady 2, Murray 3, Matt Stafford 4.
Wow. Love it. He's having a good season.
He's having a great year. I love it. Josh Allen 5. I have Josh Allen 5. He's balling out in Buffalo. He outdueled Mahomes. I was definitely wrong on him. A lot of people were after his rookie year. He's a great quarterback. I have Lamar Jackson 6, who could be honestly the winner of the MVP still. You can make a case he might be even the MVP right now, but I have him 6. I then have Herbert 7th. So I know Herbert's having a big sophomore year. I said going into this year, I needed to see it again. I just thought the rookie year, like I didn't know.
This is Dex being like, I'm not sure I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'm seeing it.
And I'm seeing it, and I was wrong.
New coaching staff, and he's still doing this.
Yeah, and he's damn good. So I'm admitting when I'm wrong. Isn't that a crazy concept? We can admit when we're wrong sometimes on this show.
When are you going to admit that you were wrong?
That's only on Wednesdays, Declan. Stop doing it on Friday.
And then I expose our tweets, on every Thursday as well. So twice a week, we literally expose our wrongness. Number 8 is Rodgers. I have Rodgers at 8. And Aaron Rodgers, I think, is still a damn good quarterback. But he's not as good as these guys in front of him. I have Dak 9, Joe Burrow 10, Derek Carr 11, Kirk 12. So I have Kirk Cousins as number 12. So 1 through 12, Mahomes, Brady, Murray, Stafford, Allen, Jackson, Herbert, Rodgers, Dak, Burrow, Carr, Cousins.
Love it. All right. I included Russell Wilson because, unlike you guys, I'm not just going to boot him from the league because he hurt his hand.
Football death.
His pen is gone.
He's dead to me right now.
He's dead. He's out of the family. So I've got Mahomes number 1. So we all three have Mahomes number. We're not overreacting to a couple interceptions. He is still ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's number 1. I've got Tom Brady number 2. My God, he's 44 years old, just ridiculous. Lamar Jackson number 3, Russell Wilson 4th, Kyler Murray 5th, Aaron Rodgers 6th. I love Justin Herbert. I'm going to pump the brakes a little. I'm putting him ahead of Rodgers and Brady, like
oh, come on.
He's going to be 7th. And all Judd's probably
water's
right.
Warm. Coming
he's,
to pool.
He's probably headed toward top 3.
Yep.
It's his second year, and he's just carrying the franchise already. Josh Allen, 8. All eight of those guys are just absurd. Like,
yeah, man.
Think about those eight guys. Mahomes, Brady, Jackson, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen.
Yep.
Two of them are just like OG Hall of Famers. The other six are mobile, can flush out of the pocket. They're just playing a different level of football than any other quarterback, right? Dak Prescott probably belongs in that conversation too. He's ninth. I've got Stafford 10. I kind of like that Declan put him top five because we're kind of seeing what Matthew Stafford with a real organization and coaching staff look like now and weapons. And I got Kirk 11th, just ahead of Burrow, Matt Ryan, Ryan Tannehill, Derek Carr, and Teddy Bridgewater, 16.
My guy.
So we all. So I'm actually higher on Kirk than you guys. We have him 11th, 12th, and 13th. And when Same you really city. Lay it out this way, too, it's like for people who are saying, he's like a top five quarterback. All right, who are you taking out of that? Who are you taking out of the top eight? Who would you take out of the top eight at this point? Mahomes, and mine's different than yours, but like we're all kind of talking about the same guys here, right? Russell, you taking Russell Wilson out? Are you going to take Kyler Murray or Justin Herbert out? It's the top level quarterbacks are obscene. And the top eight guys like 10 years ago all would have been statue pocket passers, right? And now all of them are like, just not all of them, but like a lot of them are running backs who can throw the ball 50 yards down the field. So
absolutely.
There you go. Judd, tell the audience about how you've lost, what, 12 pounds? In like
Yeah, I want to talk about this. So I made my appearance at Livia Weight Control Centers yesterday and got on the scale. And in 2 weeks, thanks to the folks at Livia, I am down 12 pounds. And what it is, so this is the key thing here. It's pandemic pounds, right? Like during the pandemic, you're sitting on the couch. You're like, am I going to go exercise? Can I go? Can I go out? Like,
or,
what can I
or
do?
Am I going to eat a bag of Cheetos?
That's exactly yeah. right. Or Doritos or something like that. I'll take the Funyuns and forego the walk. Okay. So what I needed was this. I, like any great player, had to have somebody assist me. I play left wing and I score 50 goals. But what did I need? I needed an assist. Livia has done exactly that. So they have me on a program, which, by the way, I will continue to say this. The Livia program is easy to follow. So guys like me, there's a ton of guys like me. You don't want to leave your weekly appointment with a bag of like microwave meals, right? You don't want all the hassle and that. Livia doesn't do that. They've got a plan. They've got foods, but it's not a ton. And you mix that with foods that you buy and they give you the assist to lose weight. 240 2 weeks ago, I'm into the 220s now and I'm headed down to 200. And here is the best part. If you join now, you get the first 10 weeks for free. What you have to do this today, folks, because it feels great. Livia.com or 855-GO LIVEA. That is Livia.com or 855-GO GO LIVEA. Check them out. And again, the first 10 weeks for free. But I'm going to tell you right now, if I can do it, you can do it. And you feel good. I feel great.
Love
like
it.
I'm sleeping better. Energy. Like, look at me. Ton of energy.
Look at him. Just it's Friday. He's just a ball of.
I'm leaping out of the chair.
He's going to grab Declan. Also, hey, our friends at Moon Motorsports, 50 years as a family owned and operated multi-line power sports dealer in Monticello. And they're offering you winter storage for your motorcycle. So, you got to find a place to put it. You can still ride in the fall, but winter's coming. And Moon Motorsports will take care of your motorcycle throughout these winter months in their safe and secure storage facility. It's a great thing. And while you're at it, maybe you want to take an interest in some of the winter mobiles, snowmobiles, ATVs. Moon Motorsports in Monticello, 50 years as a family-owned and operated multi-line power sports dealer. Let them store your motorcycle. Check them out at moonmotorsports.com or just off 94. In Monticello. All right, question number three.
You like that? You like that?
Kirk Cousins spent a lot of time while he was mic'd up last week. NFL Films mic'd him up. I think a lot of you've probably seen it already. Spent a lot of time when he wasn't accosting his head coach excitedly after a win over the Lions, talking about Nicolas Cage movies with his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys were mic'd up, and I guess you
You are right now. What actor or actress would you ramble on about to your teammates?
Dex, go ahead.
So can I pivot and say a comedian instead? Does that count?
That's fine.
I love Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is the funniest man alive. If there's ever, and I don't mean to get dark, when he dies, it's going to be the celebrity impact, like celebrity death that impacts me the most by
He's
far.
He's getting canceled right now.
Well, no, but here's the thing with Dave. That only fuels Dave. Like and also, if you're really listening to what Dave is saying, because he's an incredibly smart dude, people think he's just always being funny and just trying to like poke the bear. Like Dave Chappelle is legitimately one of the smartest people on this planet. And if you're listening to what he's talking about and you're just wanting to cancel him, you are, A, fueling his fire that's only going to make him stronger. And two, you're really not listening to his message. Dave Chappelle is the funniest guy on the planet, and I think he's one of the most intellectually smart people, too. I'd be rambling on for days, like I am right now, about Dave Chappelle.
Jeb, what about you? Who would you ramble on about?
If it was an actor and I was doing what Kirk did, I would ramble on to my young teammates about my guy, Keanu Reeves. Because my guess is that they've seen what's his films now, Dex, his
John Wick
series now. Yeah.
John Wick. Yeah.
They've probably seen those. I would guess that there's a lot of guys that have not seen like Point Break.
Or Sweet November.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Point Break, you haven't lived life yet. And so Speed and the early Keanu catalog, which I celebrate all the time because I love it, would cause me to say, hey, look, John Wick's great, but what you got to do now is you got to go home on your off day and you got to watch Point Break, I mean, just the whole film. Just the whole film's fantastic. It's so bad at times, it's great. I love it. I seriously would talk about Point Break.
I love it. Well, if it was a comedian, I would actually – I introduced this guy to Declan a couple weeks ago. Anthony Jeselnik is my favorite comedian.
Anthony Jeselnik. Oh, my God. The roast stuff.
So dark.
So good.
Yeah, he's great. Dude, if you're easily offended, definitely don't watch Anthony Jeselnik on YouTube or Netflix. But
so good.
I would, because I haven't seen the new Bond movie yet, but I love James Bond movies.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably talk your ear off about, like, Bond rankings, either ranking the movies or ranking the Bonds.
Yeah.
I'm going to rank the Bonds right now for you, actually. I think Daniel Craig is number one.
Yeah, man.
He is incredible. He's just brought a new flavor to Bond. He's funny, but he's also a badass. Sean Connery.
Not the GOAT. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
The GOAT.
I think we got to slide Sean Connery into that.
Is Sean Connery dead, dude?
I think he's dead.
No, he's not. Oh, he died. He died almost a year ago.
Okay.
I didn't know he
was going to say. I thought he died. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know he died.
Sean Carter.
Go to aretheydeadyet.com if you ever want to confirm.
Dead or Canadian?
There's that too. Then I'm going to go Roger Moore third, kind of the quirky Bond from the 70s and early 80s. And then Pierce Brosnan looked and felt like a Bond, but those movies were just kind of, I don't know. He was fourth on my list. And then there's other Bonds, but those are the four main.
What happened with Pierce?
He was fine. I think it's tough when you're dealing with these other legendary Bonds.
But you're right. Like, he so looked the part.
The movies were hokey. It was a lot of invisible cars and just weird stuff. It didn't really make sense. So.
Gotcha.
All right, question number four here. Question number four is powered by our friends at Surly Brewing Company here, where I think we can all agree, win or lose, Surly is your friend on football Sundays.
Can I get the full screen for just one second?
Absolutely.
Because, folks, I am a NASCAR driver today. Check it out. The Surly Brewing hoodie.
I thought you were going to show us like a Surly tattoo there.
Not just that. Check this out. The hat. And now you're asking me, Judd, where'd you get this stuff? Where'd it come from? I'm going to tell you right now. The Brew Hall, the Brew Pub, open for business. But yes, if you are going to be watching, hockey tonight, football on Saturday, Vikings on Sunday, make sure that you do what my friend Chip Scoggins did yesterday, which was as soon as he got done with Purple Access, hopped in his car, got to the liquor store, and picked up his Surly for the weekend. Why? Because it's the best beer around. It is it's the IPA that is the best in town. Surly or whatever Surly beer you enjoy is perfect with sports. And go to the brew hall and pick up one. These are nice hoodies.
I like
it. Incredibly comfortable, especially for a fall. So anyway, Surly.
Love it. All right, my my would you rather question of the week for you guys here is question number four. Would you rather live in a world, where you dance instead of walk or sing instead of talk?
Didn't we do this one?
No, we have not done this one yet.
I'm going to go with sing instead of talk because I love to make up songs. So, like, and I can't dance.
I swear I've done this.
This is simple for me. I am going singing. And in fact, I will sing.
We
right
talked
now
about your hate for musicals.
To say that.
Well.
My choice is to sing because I can't dance worth a thing. I'm singing right now on Purple Daily somehow.
Oh, my God.
It's a perfect segue. Yeah, there's no chance I'm living in a world of singing because I despise musicals. So and just be able to dance like really, really well like that. I would interpret it that everyone can
You don't have to dance well, but like you have
I can't
to
dance.
It would take some cardio because every time you move around, like you gotta ramp up.
See, this would be just good for the world's health. Everyone would be moving. We would be probably less fat and stuff. Like, yeah, I'll do the world of dancing. That sounds great to me.
I would probably choose the dancing. Just and plus you wouldn't look as weird if everybody's doing it. But I don't think that's a prerequisite. I think you have to dance while everyone else walks. So you'd still look weird or sound weird.
Mm-hmm. So singing
to the rest
is
of the population.
So the rest of the world wouldn't be singing, just I would be?
Just you would be.
Yeah. Even better.
Oh,
okay.
God, that.
We're wrapping it up right now.
I think, like, if it was just like NFL music, I would probably choose singing. Like, if it was.
You know what? Next week,
go to the grocery store. Go to the grocery store. Get some more toothpaste.
2 pounds of turkey. I'm considering singing keys next week.
No, actually,
please don't.
Sing keys.
No. Production meeting. No, you're not.
It's the bye week, you guys. No. I was joking. Come on.
No. I'm not on the show next week, so yeah, maybe definitely go for it.
Does something happen? That out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Called into someone's.
No, have you not seen Declan's 3 emails about going on vacation during bye week?
Yeah. I'll be gone. I'll still be gone.
Write this down. Judd still sends me 3 evening Judd videos when I'm on vacation in Chicago.
Well, you can post them from Chicago.
He's going to know I'm going to be at a bar stool in Chicago, and he's still going to be
saying, post them.
Hey, can you post this quick?
I can't post it.
Hey, can you retweet my column? Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, my scoop.
That's hilarious. All right.
Yeah, guys, go.
That's a wrap here on Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company. Your 4-question Friday. Don't forget Vikings Vent Line right after Panthers Vikings finish up on Sunday. The most fan-friendly show in Minnesota sports. We'll see you guys later. Purple Daily.